Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
As always, Doug Loves Movies is presented to you by OCB Rolling Papers. No matter which OCB paper you choose, you can be assured all papers are vegan, GMO-free, chlorine-free, and dye-free. Enjoy the show!
This is Doug Loves Movies coming to you from I'm doing all right. How are you? With another Homes Alone edition. It's Sunday, July 18th, 2021. We've got a humdinger and a whiz banger. My guests are returning champ Ben David Grabinski and audience favorites. They are Amy Miller and Blair Saki are here.
Hi, woohoo! Woo. I also woo. Won once, but I just had to say that.
But you're not reigning.
Yeah, you're not the reigning champ, but you certainly are a champion in all senses of it. Well, Amy's what you've won once or twice, right?
I've won so many times, but now it's reigning Ben.
Yeah,
it's raining.
It's totally
Ben,
raining
baby.
Ben.
Hallelujah!
We finally have a theme, a little musical chunk we can throw a sting in later in post. Martin is outside with my order. I made the mistake of ordering from Postmates mere minutes ago.
What'd you get, Doug?
I got a little fat burger because they'll do an impossible burger now. And so I got that and a vegan milkshake.
Awesome. So good. You get everything on your fat burger, all the works.
I get nothing because I'm a jerk.
Oh,
I like a burger with cheese.
Wow. You don't put pickles or lettuce or tomato on your
burger. I know. People think I'm insane. I don't like any of that stuff.
Oh, good.
I'll be honest. I got a BLT and curly fries under the buzzer before this.
Oh, so you're going to sneak some bites?
No, I already took them. I slammed them down the hatch. So I.
Oh, my God. Well, I appreciate you going to that kind of effort. Let's meet everybody alphabetically, starting with the aforementioned returning champ. Welcome back. Your dreams are your ticket out. Ben David Grabinski.
Hello, everyone. I'm sorry you have to hear me 3 weeks in a row, but it's the curse of winning. You just got to keep coming back.
Right. What kind of champion gives up? Like, you're already a champion. There's no reason not to push it to the limit.
Look, if there's anything I've learned from movies that have songs called Push It to the Limit, it's that I should just keep doing that. So I'm back. I'm going to try really hard to lose and see how that goes.
Well, we're going to accidentally lose, so good luck.
Yeah, just for every answer, I'm going to say Space Jam 2. mostly because I watched it and now my brain has become mush. But yeah, I'm back. And if you haven't seen Happily, you should watch it. And I guess that's my whole spiel.
You watched all of Space Jam. It's not two, right? It's kind of like a just also. Well,
it's a torture device that it took me three sittings to get through it. It's a thing that was released and I watched it and it's available.
Because, you know, I mean, it's not like you can't possibly be a fan of the first film because it was not anything special, right?
No, I mean, the first movie is bad, but this one was almost like there was a challenge. Like, what if we made it more bad and didn't use the only thing that was good from the movie, the first one, which was the music? Like, they couldn't play the Space Jam song once. Like, the new Mortal Kombat didn't play the 90s Mortal Kombat either. I think there's, like, some sort of, like, backdoor, like, secret society meeting that the world's elite had that they won't bring back cool music from previous movies, and I don't like it. But
yeah, you know the next Addams Family 2 is not gonna have the amazing Addams Family rap. No, the rap version done by our friend MC Hammer.
I have to tell you,
for some reason,
what they want to do, say what they want to do, Adam Family.
So, for some reason, between takes one night on Happily, Breckenmeyer would do that entire song from beginning to end whenever like we are resetting. And it was pretty endearing. And I feel like that should be a real actor thing, which is like stay in the headspace. You just keep doing Hammer's Addams Family song. And you have to have it memorized because otherwise it doesn't work.
Breckenmeyer seems really charming and charismatic. Are we wrong?
I think Breckenmeyer and everyone I've ever worked with is a gentleman and a scholar.
No, he's bad.
No, I love him. No, actually, truthfully, Breck and I become friends and like we saw like Godzilla versus Kong together and stuff. I just feel like I have to say the same Manchurian candidate thing about anybody, which is they're the kindest, smartest, greatest man I've ever met or whatever.
Yeah, that's what I say about everyone in comedy, too.
And yeah, everyone I mean, she ever dated.
Oh my God, you're sick.
I think the rule is you have to say nice things about everybody except Jared Leto, and then you're fine.
I have nice things to say about Jared Leto.
No, you don't.
I saw him in that new movie. He was creepy as fuck. I was like, this dude definitely murdered someone. I was scared as hell.
I was kind of attracted.
Amy, you need to seek out help.
Okay.
Well, thank you for being here again, Ben David. We'll see what happens. Amy Miller's here, and as she pointed out, she's won many times.
Yeah, right? I mean, it's been so many years.
Yeah.
I've been doing this since the first Space Jam came out.
I'm excited to say that when I did Amy's podcast, I won when I was on. I was the only guest, but I think I still give myself the win.
Absolutely. You crushed it. You were a champion all around.
Yes. I got a participation trophy, which is available for anyone to listen to wherever you get podcasts. And thank you for being here. Do you have anything currently that you're excited about promoting, talking about?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I'm doing stand-up comedy. Does that count?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. This weekend, I'm in Salem, Portland, and Seattle. And then going to Vegas, Tucson, and Bisbee with Johnny Pemberton. So amymillercomedy.com for all those tickets.
Johnny P's on all of those shows?
Yeah, we're co-headlining them all together.
How do you decide who closes each night?
Mostly we've been swapping, and that seems to be going okay. And I think we're going to keep doing that, unless for some reason someone just really wants to get out of there early.
Right. But like, do you feel
by the
like
second week?
Do you feel like, you know, like Portland, you would have like a, you would want to be the closer there because that's where you're, you know, where you spend some time.
It's hard to say maybe, but well, we're doing two nights there. So I think we'll do one night of that and one night of Johnny Helic. Cause you know, Johnny's very beloved. He's a beloved, comedic actor and comedian. So he's got probably as many people coming out as I do.
We're going to have him, you know, back on this show sometime soon. I was just discussing it with him, or the Weed Show, or both. I'm not sure which one he meant.
Oh, nice. Yeah. So come see us. And then, yeah, I don't, and then I just got out of a river. I'm still in my bathing suit. I just want everyone to know that.
I heard it was a Russian river.
Yeah, it was Russian.
I mean, it was the Russian river. Like, it's the one that rushes. All the others are fake.
I literally thought you were said, I just got out of a relationship, but then it changed to river at the last second.
I thought this was like a career thing I didn't know about. Like, guys, I just got out of a river. Like, it's like some sort of like lingo that's above my head.
I like to be baptized before Doug's podcast every time, just so I feel pure.
I tried to purify myself in the waters of Lake Minnetonka, but Minnesota was too far away.
I tried to purify myself with a BLT, but here I am.
Claire had a river of white wine last night. She purified herself.
That's a little far, much. Just one or two or three.
It was a waterfall. That's what it was.
Well, we've heard from her quite a bit, but I still have to formally introduce you, Blair. It's Blair Saki, everybody.
Oh, what's up, Doug Loves Movies? It's great to be back. I've only won once, and I will not win again. It was only because it was Owen Wilson that time. It's great to be back. I love you all.
Yeah, I might have intentionally put some Owen Wilson in there because, you know, it's fun knowing that you, would know Owen Wilson quite well. Explain to everybody why you're...
Wait, so she beat Owen Wilson on here? And they were competing?
No, I love Owen Wilson very a lot. I have a whole show based on him, and you know, I'm quite taken with the man, and so I did know more than I would know about anyone else.
Yeah, when his name came up, she was pleased to hear it, and then she won.
So what was it like to compete against him on Doug Loves Movies?
You're missing the point, the part where he was never on Doug Loves Movies.
I'm willfully missing the point on this one.
I can't believe Blair loves a man with such significant demons. This is a shock.
Amy and I have two very close friends on a podcast. You know, there's so much that will come out.
We talk every day. It's sick.
I think Significant Demons is a excellent title for something.
For your next movie, Ben.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny, like, it is called Significant Demons. It was called Insignificant Demons, and I realized that wasn't dramatic enough, so I just did
it. I wish more of them were insignificant.
Yeah, you just don't hear it. You don't hear about those.
Really chill, passive demons.
So I was like, I have a lot of demons, but they're insignificant.
All right. Well, this is going to be a good one. I feel good about this this group, and we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages for you.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
We're back, and it's time, as we always do lately, to visit Recommendation Nation. That's where I ask each one of my guests to recommend one movie. I know it's hard to do. I wouldn't want to do it, although right now I do have one movie that I would strongly recommend, but we'll see if we have time for that. Let's start with Ben David Grabinski. He's returning champion, and he already revealed to me via the internet his love for a movie and his intention to mention it today. Go ahead, Ben David.
Okay, so I usually recommend something that is a little older and people probably haven't seen, because I love losing on polls on Twitter when people are asking the thing they know the most. But this week, I'm here to promote Space Jam, A New Legacy. It stars LeBron James, all the Looney Tunes, everyone from Austin Powers, Fury Road, Casablanca, Rick and Morty, the Devils from... the Nuns from the Devils. No, I can't keep this bit going. It's like not even funny. So I'm here. The movie I'm
recommending. Tell it was
this.
A bit.
No, that's just me. I don't have this. I'm not.
I was like, this guy is he's schizophrenic, because earlier I did not like this movie.
You're like, it was only 5 minutes ago when you said the opposite. See, it was misdirection. No, I actually saw Doug. Doug was at the premiere of the same movie this week, and I was expecting to like it, but it's by far my favorite movie of the year, and it is Pig, starring Nicolas Cage, which is a incredibly beautiful, poetic, and just like legitimately insightful movie starring Nicolas Cage and Alex Wolff from a first-time director. I wish I had his name in front of me, but he's really good at his job. It's just like a shockingly great movie. And, you know, Mandy is one of my favorite movies ever. And Nicolas Cage is one of my favorite actors. So the fact that even I was really surprised by how good it was is like pretty good recommendation, I guess. Made me cry. It's really good. So you should go see The Pig in theaters starring Nicolas Cage.
Yeah. That's it's out favorite. Now. Hashtag who has my pig. And if you type that in as a hashtag, they even add a cute little pig icon after it. And it is a very, it's an interesting experience. I feel it's one of those ones where I think the colder you go in, the better. I feel that about most movies, but this one, I think there is stuff that you're probably better off not knowing about, because it does go in some, you know, it's an interesting movie.
People sort of, because they're trying to figure out ways to simplify stuff, they're like, oh, it's John Wick, but it's with a pig and it's Nicolas Cage. But it's not that. I don't know if I've ever seen anything like it. And I would say most of my enjoyment from it came from just letting it be its own weird thing. So
yeah,
I'm not going to say any more about it.
No, it's a movie that's fun to talk about with people, you know, once people have seen it. But when nobody's seen it, you're going to say, well, go check it out. Because then there's going to be a lot. There's just a lot. I think whether you like it or dislike it, it's just it's really thought provoking.
It's really great. It's about LeBron James playing basketball to get his son back.
Oh, so you're doing it again. You're sounds like you like Space Jam.
Loves it.
It's so good.
A New Legacy. Could you just like, I don't know if they even try when you go on HBO Max to watch it, but could you even just describe the plot? Does it have a plot?
Oh, Space Jam, it absolutely does. So in the movie Space Jam, A New Legacy, starring LeBron James, Don Cheadle plays an algorithm called Algorithm that greenlights all the entertainment at Warner Brothers. And the algorithm decides that it wants to have LeBron James go into the computers at Warner Brothers and then be in all of its entertainment. And he says no. So the algorithm kidnaps him and his son and says, if you play basketball with the Looney Tunes, I'll let your son go and you can leave. But if you don't play basketball in the server verse, you can't leave and I'm going to delete the Looney Tunes. And that's what it's about. And I'm not.
This is fucking crazy.
Well, the craziest
this
part
is Quantum Leap.
It's 2 hours long. It takes 30 minutes to get to the Looney Tunes. And there's a 20-minute section where the Looney Tunes like learn how to play basketball. But they're already like champions of the universe. They played the Monstars, man. Like, you know, there's no respect for continuity in the Space Jam franchise. I don't understand why every shot has the mask in the background clapping whenever people are doing things. A lot of it, all of it is baffling. I mean,
Right?
I did not know Space Jam could be so existential. This sounds like David O. Russell movie.
It's actually the exact same movie as Spanking the Monkey, and I'm surprised they didn't get sued. There's a little Huckabee's in there too. But
I have a theory. My theory is that LeBron James and his family were kidnapped by Warner Brothers and forced to be in Space Jam, the new legacy.
But and Don Cheadle went willingly.
That's what we're doing. We might as well hire Don Cheadle to do the same thing in the movie. It'd be, you know, be very easy for everybody involved.
It's just a really great movie. And I think everyone should.
All right.
It broke my brain. Let's move on.
Pig is the first recommendation, which, you know, is out there in theaters, but, you know, I don't know how wide the release is. So, you know, people are going to have to, you know, make an effort with Pig or just, you know, see Pig when they get the chance. Amy Miller.
Yes. Doug Benson.
Please recommend one movie.
I mean, I got to recommend Ben's movie. I just watched it. It's called Happily. What? Yep. Happily. I watched it on an airplane as he requested. For highest quality experience.
I just want to make it clear I did not request that, but continue.
What if I plug Happily like you plugged Space Jam just sarcastically? It's so good. No, I do think it's another movie that I don't even really like want to tell you what it's about. You just have to watch it, but it was wildly entertaining. And also, can we just say, I don't know if you requested for Joel McHale to get extra ripped for this role, but he's fucking yoked and we're all really happy for him. And you can watch the movie just for that alone, but then you'll be pleasantly surprised because it's also a great movie.
Well, he was supposed to be nude in the movie, and I had to do this thing like it called a nudity writer where like I wrote a whole document of like what exactly you would see. And then like I had to go through a bunch of lawyers and it took like all this negotiation and he like really respected it because it's like for art. And then the day we were supposed to shoot his butt, we were like 8 hours behind schedule and I didn't get to do it. So I spent a whole awkward like week or 10 days on a nudity writer for nothing.
It was eight hours later, his butt was sagging because he did the squats in the morning or what?
No, it was just like, we were so far behind schedule that like I either had to shoot his butt or like shoot an important dialogue scene. And I'm like, okay.
Bad choice, Ben.
Yeah. That's actually my production company's Bad Choice, Ben. So
I want to see that McHale butt, dude. The soup, baby.
Yeah, I would have got the butt and then just, you know, did ADR, just put, you know, get the dialogue later.
Or did you think about this doing like an Ace Ventura thing where the dialogue came out of his butt? Because that's another option.
Look, I had a lot of thoughts about doing that, but then we meant Tone Loc had to be in the movie and be in the same scene. So it just got really difficult. Because that joke only works if Tone Loaf is like sitting by going, what?
And you have a super anti-trans scene. That's always fun, too.
this took a really dark turn, but thanks for liking my movie.
Yeah.
It was great. Yeah, I recommend everybody watch it. Everybody's great in it.
Yeah, and it's pro-trans. It's a pro-trans movie.
100%.
Yeah. All right, Blair.
Oh, what's up, Doug? Okay.
What's wrong with you?
I'm going to have to recommend, and, you know, no one will be shocked by this, but I'm going to go with Pixar's Luca. Yeah, that's the film.
Oh, Pixar's Luca.
Yeah, I'm a Pixar freak, and this one was, you know, no disappointment. It had everything I needed. The, you know, Italian Amalfi Coast. It had a young adventurer trying to seek out the unknown, a lot of heart, courage, some wild Vespas, and, you know, transcending barriers and evil. And I loved it. I really did.
It was really
I forgot to watch it, so that was a really good spell.
Well, you should watch Happily on the Plane this week when I'm going to Nashville.
A lot of people call Happily a live action Pixar, so
all right, good.
I was making kids on the plane look at it. Look at this.
I never thought about Joel McHale's ass before this moment, but now I'm gonna have to see for myself.
I haven't seen Luca yet. I really want to. You actually did sell it for me. I want to watch anything Blair connects with. Blair's Italian, by the way, everybody, if you can tell by her alpha energy.
Yeah, it's the core relationship in the movie is really unlike anything, you know, that certainly Pixar or Disney's ever done before. It's really good.
Doug, are you a Pixar guy? I wouldn't have expected that you'd have seen it.
That's the thing, is I've been starting to feel like Pixar kind of had too many great ones too early on to, you know, to sustain it. So I'm losing, you know, now I'm a little bit more cautious with each one instead of going in going, it's Pixar, it's going to be amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And, but I like this one a lot, and I like Soul, and, let's just move onward from
I think there's very few times that they really need to make a sequel, and that's where things get a little squirrely. Like, we don't need Cars 3.
No. I like the Cars franchise, but that's just me.
Yeah, you kept saying Kerchow during the commercial break. And I was like, what is that? And you're like, it's from Cars.
She's a female Larry the Cable Guy. That's how we describe her in the comedy biz.
Oh my God.
Because he sort of that Mater really takes over the second movie, and that's what people didn't like about it. I didn't like about it that it was a second Cars movie.
Exactly.
Just because I'm just not into talking cars, but I love the ride. The ride.
You don't like Knight Rider?
Mm-mm. The ride at Disney's California Adventure of Cars is one of the best theme park rides in the world.
I was just going to say that.
Oh, it's so amazing. Good.
It's amazing.
Cars Land looks great at night.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's cool. So I like that, but I can't sit through a Cars movie because the windshields have eyes. Like, so what if the windshield gets smashed? See,
isn't that a Wes Craven movie?
That was a scary movie.
That's a Wes Craven movie. The windshields have eyes. I don't want to brag, but last time I was on the Cars ride, I won. If you've ever been on there and you did the race and you lost, it just means I'm better than you.
Sounds like you did want to brag.
Yeah, Ben, you seem like a serial winner. I don't know about you.
Well, here's the thing about it. There's no gas and you can't control it. So the algorithm at Disney, that's why I won.
He lost at showing us Joel's butt. I know that.
Here's the thing.
We all lost.
In some ways in life, I'm a winner. In most ways, I am not. And I really appreciate you guys bringing me back down to earth, so I can't have an ego.
Well, thank you for your recommendations. As Ben David mentioned, I'm going to pit them against each other on the, I'm going to do a poll on Twitter and, you know, we'll see which one of these three movies that nobody's seen all three of them, except for me. I have.
You have to do four because I recommended two.
Space Jam.
No, you just get one. Do you want to switch yours to something else?
Yeah, Space Jam and New Legacy.
Okay. I'll do? I'll do Pig/Space Jam New Legacy.
This is a Scantron test. I didn't know the rules could be changed.
Right, but also it doesn't matter who wins. Like Ben David mentioned, every movie he recommends gets the lowest percentage in the vote. Because he picks movies that people haven't seen, and people are going to run out and watch three movies just to answer this poll. and by run out, I mean sit at home and look for them on all the streaming services or on demand, because I think they're all available. You could watch these movies. Maybe Pig might not be on digital yet.
Well, I just love the idea that it's going to be Pig versus Happily versus a Pixar movie. So we all know what's going to win. Happily, obviously.
Yeah, but it's Pixar's call me by my Luca.
Oh, Luca.
All right. time to play some games with this insanely competitive group.
We're all trying to lose.
I want to win. I just know what's going to happen.
We're at this point, we're all just thinking about sandwiches.
Not Blair, because she just housed one before the show.
I gotta go outside and get my Postmates. I forgot. How long do they wait outside?
They have a 8-minute timer.
They probably left your food outside. Do you want to go get it?
Well, there's another break about to happen.
Look, you can go get it, and the three of us will just talk. It's okay.
I love it. We're gonna play some games, starting with Rolling With It, presented by OCB Rolling Papers. Hey everybody, today's show is presented by our friends OCB Rolling Papers. OCB is the largest rolling paper brand in the world and has been one with nature, crafted naturally since 1918. So you know they've perfected the process for a consistently awesome session time after time. In perfect harmony with natural, sustainable practices, the highest quality textile papers responsibly sourced and sustainably crafted have always been the OCB signature. OCB offers a full line of papers made with sustainable fibers, including flax, wood, organic hemp, bamboo. They've got them all in a full line of sizes in both booklets and cones. I gave away a bunch of cones in Irvine recently. I hope to give away more at future Doug Loves Movies tapings. No GMOs, no chlorine, and no dyes in OCB papers. All OCB papers are plant to puff. OCB makes their paper from their mill in Avion. That's a real place, to the factories that they own in Perpignan, France. I don't even know if I'm saying that right. With all fibers and packaging material sustainably farmed from within a 500-kilometer radius and the Always Sticks acacia gum grown in African fields that OCB has been reforesting for decades. Unlike most other brands that buy their paper from a third party, OCB oversees the entire paper-making process, ensuring a century of quality straight to your hands. And best of all, their paper booklets are made in a facility that's powered by 100% green energy. Again, so awesome. In 2020, OCB rolled out America's first ultra-thin, slow-burning bamboo rolling paper and cones that have been taking the market by storm. Using only unbleached French-milled bamboo, OCB is aiming to make bamboo your second favorite plant. Get it? As always, they are harvested responsibly, highly sustainable, chlorine-free, dye-free, bleach-free, even burning, GMO-free, and vegan. What?
Ask for OCB wherever you buy your papers and sample the entire line of products. In the meantime, OCB has an unreal deal for our listeners. Visit OCBUSA.com/Doug to get 4 booklets of OCB and a rolling tray for only $4.99. This bundle's worth $20. Limited time only. Follow OCB on Instagram at OCBUSA to stay in touch with the natural wonder of OCB. Must be 21 and up to buy our papers and follow our social accounts. Back to the show.
Here's how Rolling With It works. I think Ben David's played this before. This is the one where I'll name an actor or actress, and then each of you will take turns bidding on how many names, how many movies that person was in you can name in 60 seconds. Mm. We've got a clock standing by. We go in alphabetical order for this first game. Plus, he's also the returning champion and also a member of the patriarchy. So those are all reasons for Ben David to go first.
Alphabetical by last name, I guess?
Yes.
Okay.
Doug, yeah. I specifically asked you not to tell them I was part of the patriarchy.
Dude, I'm sorry, but I mean, can't you hear yourself or your name? You're clearly a white male.
Well, guys with two first names have double membership in the patriarchy, so it's like really unfortunate.
Does it help people to say Ben David is, you know, one word with a camelback?
I don't know what that means. So
that means there's any word that has like a capital letter without a break within the word, they call those words camelback.
The way
that
I
was something
say,
you drink water out of while you were
because it's got because there's this capital letter sticking up like a hump in the middle of a word.
Well, oh. I've never heard that in my 38 years on the planet. I usually just say Ben David, all one word, no spaces, no hyphens. The D is capitalized, which is way longer.
Yeah.
So I should just start walking up and say, "My name is Ben David." I'll wink and say camelback style. And then we'll see how people react.
They're gonna think you're doing some weird Ishtar reference.
Dude, that's a blind camel. That's a whole other thing.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm gonna name somebody. Ben David's gonna say how many movies he thinks he can name that has that person in it. And then Amy can either challenge him to do that, or she can say, no, I could do even more names and name more. Then it moves on to Blair, et cetera, until someone gets challenged to do it. Then we actually do it. And if the person succeeds, they get a point. If they fail, the challenger gets a point. And the third person sits there going, at least I can have another sandwich later.
Doug, am I allowed to do a callback? Because I really hope it's me, Connie Nielsen.
Why?
We did that the first one, and that was the most I got two. It was really difficult.
So you're hoping her name will come up again?
Yeah, because now I know like 4.
Right. You did the research, which was us just sitting around trying to think of ones that she was in. This one, a lot of movies might spring to mind. The numbers might run a little high. I don't know. Then David Grabinski, the films of Bette Midler. How many can you name in 60 seconds?
Two.
Two?
Yeah.
He says two, Amy. Can you name more than two?
Yes, I can name 3.
Ooh, I like where this is going. Blair, can you name more than 3 or challenge Amy to name those 3 movies?
It's not Owen Wilson, Blair, so keep that in mind while you're bidding.
I know 3. Wondering if there's a fourth coming to my... I know I've ever heard in a TV show. No, that doesn't count.
No.
I know 3.
So you don't think you can go to 4?
Oh, no, I know 4.
Whoa.
I think that was exciting.
That was exciting. Okay, so you're gonna bid four.
Yeah.
You can name four Bette Midler joints. She doesn't have to. It doesn't have to be a Bette Midler joint. She could just be in it. She also has been. I won't say anymore. Ben David, what do you think of that? Can you go more than four now that you've had time to think?
Give me a second.
He's working on it.
Can I use a pen and paper like Sam?
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'll do five.
Just don't sound like you're looking anything up because, you know, nobody likes cheaters, but.
No, I just want to write them down before they leave my brain.
I mean, I know I would like to. I would write them down because I, you know, when I start to go say them, some would jump out of my head. You know,
exactly.
Yeah, but I don't know how much of a stoner thing that is. All right, so you, Ben David, went to five. Amy,
name. Wait, what do I say? Roll with it.
Yeah, yeah. You know, you'd roll with it if you added more. I know it doesn't make much sense, but it is, you know, it is a rolling paper company. So let's just get high and not worry about it. Ben David, there's 60 seconds on the clock.
Okay.
You got a name. You got to name five. And then give me, take a breath in between each one so I can tell you how many you've got.
Ruthless People.
That's breath. One.
Love that movie.
Get Shorty.
Two.
First Wives Club.
Three.
A League of Their Own.
No.
Rookie of the
what
Year.
What can we do if she says if he says one that's wrong? Does that is he completely out, or do we that's wrong? And you still need two more.
Patton said Mission Impossible Blowback, and you let him get his point.
Okay, but you still haven't. You still have only successfully named three Bette Midler movies, and the time's running out.
Yeah, I know, but you're wasting time asking if I have time or if I can.
Asking about it. I was telling. You're out of time on this.
What? Rookie of the Year.
She's not in that, is she?
Yeah, she's in that, and she's also in Little Big League and.
Now you're just naming baseball movies. I don't think she's in one baseball movie.
Ding dong, Ben David.
I only knew three, but I wasn't going to get the point anyway. So like, I just had to hope to come up with something.
Well, the crown is in peril. Andre said
that was fun. That was really fun. I'm glad you,
what do we do now?
I'm glad you played it like that. That was amazing.
It's over. So, I lost. You have to go home.
So Amy just gets one point, and this game trudges on. So now, Amy challenged Ben David. So Blair gets to go first in this next round, and then Amy, and then Ben David. And Blair,
yeah,
the actress in question, how many movies can you name that have Sarah Jessica Parker?
Oh, shit, dog. All right.
That's one.
What? No, that's not one.
I left her in, oh, shit, dog.
All right, I got three off the top of my head. I got five.
Whoa.
All right. Blair's locking it in at five. Amy, okay. What do you think of that?
Do it, Blair.
Okay, Blair, we're putting 60 seconds on the clock. You need to name five SJP movies.
Okay.
And your time starts now.
Hocus Pocus, Failure to
One,
Launch.
One, two.
Sex in the City 1, Sex in the City 2, Sex
and four.
In the City 3.
I won't accept a movie that's not even out yet.
Technically, it's the truth, though.
You can do one more. Give me one more.
Sarah! I don't know.
Because it's going to be a TV series. They're not making the third movie yet.
Hints?
No hints. She's got to do this.
I don't know.
Why did you say you knew five?
Because I thought Sex and the City 3 was a movie, Amy. Obviously, that's why I said it. I was quite sure at the time.
They might never complete the trilogy.
Oh, all right. Wait.
Time. Wait. Say it.
What's that movie?
That one.
So,
the one where she's young and it's so good.
Yes.
Amy just got another point, and that makes her the winner of this game.
Good job, Amy.
All right. So we are going to play another game, and we're going to do that right now. Oh, no, I got to do another break. We'll be right back after these messages.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We're back, and Amy Miller won the first game. Fingers crossed she wins this next one. I'll try to rig it in her direction. Congratulations, Amy.
Thank you so much, everybody.
You get to go first in our next and final game. Gotta always be saying exactly where we are in the show so no one gets confused and starts doing something else. The game is called Weird Algorithm. I don't know who's played this one before. I think Amy has.
I think so.
Yeah. You know IMDb, everybody. It's the International Movie Database. And they've got a weird popularity algorithm. I'll name a movie, and each of you has to tell me who you think is the most popular person in that movie as of right now, according to this weird algorithm on IMDb. Amy won the first game, so she gets to go first. But each of you, there's three rounds, and each of you will go first once. So Amy will go first in the first round, then Blair in the second, and Ben David in the third. You can share answers in this one and discuss your answers if you want.
Ooh.
Be as strategic as you want about it. Some people like to lie. I'm not going to name names or point to any camelbacks.
I'm just happy to be here.
The first movie. What's that?
I said I'm just happy to be here.
You're here happily. The first movie, Amy, is called Old School, starring Eddie Pepitone. I will tell you that our friend Eddie is not in the top 10 names according to the IMDb popularity index. Mm. You just need to try to name. If you name the top person, you get 3 points. Second billed person, 2 points. Third billed, 1 point. Any other name doesn't get any points. Who do you think, Amy, would be currently popular enough to be considered the most popular person in Old School?
Well, I'm stealing it for Blair. I'm going to say Luke Wilson.
You know that's not the one she's obsessed with.
Yes, I do. But they are related.
It's true. Somehow they are related. I don't get it.
Same parents.
Oh, that's how it? That's it?
Same mom and dad.
Oh, now I get it.
I do love Luke Wilson also. I wouldn't turn against demons. One brother. Oh my God.
Too pure.
So Blair, what do you think? Amy's going with Luke Wilson.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Amy. I'm going to have to go with Will Ferrell. Mm. Yeah.
All right. Fair enough. And like I said, now Ben David has a choice between Luke Wilson, Will Ferrell, or anybody else in the cast of Old School. What do you think, Ben David?
The the trick with these is you're always trying to think of somebody who wasn't a big deal then, who is a big deal now. But I'm kind of racking my brain to try to remember. Like, I don't know, like, if Snoop Dogg is going to be high in the IMDb meter or Vince Vaughn.
Eddie Pepitone is my favorite comedian. He is the funniest fucking person on earth.
Yeah, there's a documentary about him. I can't think of what it's called now.
Bitter Buddha.
Bitter Buddha.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, the same guy that made that movie is making a he's working on a Marc Maron movie now.
Stephen Fine Arts?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's great.
I love him.
Yeah, I like him. Anything, Ben David?
I feel like I just have to go with, I don't want to go with Vince Vaughn, though. I feel like there's somebody in the movie that I'm forgetting that has like a cameo, but there's just like Sean William Scott, Jeremy Piven. I guess I'll just go with
Vince
Vaughn.
You list everyone else in the movie?
I could, but I think I'm just going to go with Vince Vaughn because I don't know what else to do.
Fair enough. So Blair has chosen Will Ferrell and Amy Luke Wilson and Ben David went with Vince Vaughn. And Ben David is right about the, you know, somebody being less popular at the time and more popular now. Luke Wilson came in ninth place in this cast. Even Sean William Scott's cameo did better than Luke Wilson. He came in. He came in number seven, but that scene with the horse tranquilizer, Will Ferrell and Sean William Scott is very, very funny.
Oh, yeah, I love you, man, but you're crazy.
Like, I know we don't like, man, when they slow down the sound, but that
you got a dart in your neck, bro.
That's what I say to Amy every day. Oh, I love you, man. But you're crazy.
I just love the way he says yes. Like, for some reason, that was a yes.
Yes. Yes. The whole scene is perfect.
Yeah.
Like, I just love it. I mean, there's a lot of good stuff in that movie, but that really stands out for me. Simon Helberg was in there as one of the, you know, people in the fraternity. Juliette Lewis was Luke Wilson's wife or girlfriend. Yeah. Number four. Vince Vaughn. Yeah. Didn't crack the top three. But number three is, in fact, Will Ferrell. So that's worth 1 point for Blair.
Woo! She's on the board.
She is on the board. And number two, as the young lady whose father turns out to be like the dean of the school or Luke Wilson's boss or some shit, Elisha Cuthbert.
Oh, yeah, she's good. I like
her. She's still popular?
Yeah, what's she doing now?
That's what I'm saying.
She was on that show Happy Endings, but I didn't know she was in something now that would make her the second most popular person in the cast of Old School. But I do know why. I do know why number one is number one. And I do not remember her being in the movie. That's how small her part is. But apparently, Sarah Shahi is in Old School, and is the most popular person. She's currently starring in Netflix on a program called Time to Fuck. What's it called? It's called Love. Love
Emily in Paris.
Love Quest. No, sex. Love
Stranger
sex.
Things. Stranger.
No, no.
Oh, that one that just came out where there's a scene with that the guy with the huge so dong. Popular.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that dong.
Yeah.
Yeah, my heart stopped when I saw that shit. I was cardiac arrest on my couch.
Yeah, that's the show.
Oh,
nobody knows what it's called, but it's insanely popular on Netflix and rocketed her to number one in this algorithm.
Could have been all the bacon you've been eating that's getting to your heart, Blair.
All right, here we go. Round two. That one gets to be started by, Blair gets to go first. She's the only person with a point, but anything can change very quickly in this game. The film is The Lost Boys. Richard Donner, RIP.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. That, of course, is the classic, teenage vampires movie. that starred the Coreys and a bunch of other people.
It's a perfect movie and a perfect soundtrack.
There you go. Blair does not seem to be sure about that.
I, you know, can't say I've seen that movie in my time, though I am a vampire lover. So I don't know who to guess. The Lost Boys. I just guess any random person. Or do I pass, Doug?
Oh, you might as well guess somebody. I mean,
okay.
I said out loud the names of two of the people in the movie.
Oh, Richard Donner.
No, that's the director of the movie.
Fuck!
He just passed away.
Oh, this
is a perfect. This is a perfect tribute.
Richard, you dear, talented man.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess I mess up my.
Well, you're on the board, so you can pass because yeah. I don't think a name that you just randomly guess is going to be in this movie.
Yeah, no, Brad Pitt.
Yeah, but also I can come back to you and you can steal one of the other person's guesses. Ben David, what do you think?
Okie doke.
As much as I want to guess the saxophone man. Who in my heart is the biggest star of the movie. And also that song is in the motion picture happily. I'm going to guess Kiefer Sutherland.
That's a reasonable guess, Amy.
Going to take a risk. Ooh. And I'm going to go with Diane Wiest.
Ooh. Oh, I hope you win with that. Cause that's too good of a guess.
And if this comes out Monday, tonight I'll be in Santa Cruz, home of the Lost Boys.
Oh, and you that's can come so perfect. See me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they wouldn't let him use the town's name because it was disparaging.
Yeah, so it's Santa Carla in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so Blair, do you want to take one of theirs?
Yeah, I'm going to take Diane Wiest.
How dare you?
All right, so Blair and Amy are going with Wiest. Ben, David, thanks. You still good with Kiefer?
Wait, if,
I'm a Wiest boy.
I love that guess, but I can't steal it because I didn't think of it.
Because it's rude.
Yeah, I've already been rude enough on this podcast, as everyone knows. So I'm just going to be a good boy and stick with Kiefer.
All right. I prefer people to be competitive and try to win, but that's another way to go.
I can't win with you.
It's true. I'm sad to say that, first of all, Corey Haim got really burned on this because he's number 8. And then the great, I'd watch anything with her in it, Diane Wiest, is number 5.
Ooh, that's yes.
Yeah, so no points there for Amy or Blair. Alex Winter's in the movie. He's number 3.
Yeah.
Just directed the Zappa documentary, so I assume that might have something to do with his prominence here. And number 2, you nailed it, Ben David, Kiefer Sutherland. So that's worth a few points for you. And number 1, that I even did a little research, dug deeper, and cannot figure out why she's number 1, but I'm happy for her, Jamie Gertz.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I thought about her, but I don't know what she. I haven't heard of her doing anything.
Yeah, she's great. I haven't seen her anything recently.
Yeah, I saw her in a Modern Family rerun recently, and she was funny on there. But I don't think that's the kind of thing that boosts you on the popularity index. So I don't know what she's up to, but something's happening, or it's a glitch. I don't know. But we have one more round and tiebreaker's ready to go. We got to speed through this because we're out of time. The film, Ben David, because you're first. Yes, yes. The film is Ghost Town.
Oh, wow.
Right?
Only know the two leads.
Who are they?
Well... If I say both and someone else doesn't know any, then I'm just helping them.
Right.
But you wanted me to be competitive, Doug. I don't know how to win here. It's Ricky Gervais and what's her name? Who I always love. was married to David Duchovny. She's in, like, Deep Impact and Bad Boys.
Nobody's helping you because they're being competitive. Hey,
yeah, those are the only two people I know that are in it, I think.
Taya Leone is in it, correct. Gervais is in it. And lots of other people.
I mean, it was like, I know who wrote it, I think. But it doesn't
matter. Didn't Ricky Gervais write it?
I thought it was David Koepp.
I thought he wrote it and some other guy directed it.
Well,
I'm not sure.
I've never seen it. I didn't even see the trailer for it. I just remember the title.
I think it's a good movie anyway, Amy.
He didn't pick anyone yet, Doug. Sitting here.
I'm just trying to move it along.
Thinking about sandwiches. All right,
I'm just going to go with Ricky Gervais because I don't have anything else.
Okay.
Ricky Amy? Gervais.
You're sticking with that too?
Yep.
Oh, you can guess the same thing as other people?
You just did that to me, yeah, remember?
I know, but I thought that was a special one-time power.
No, you can do it every time.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah.
Yeah. Ben David doesn't want to do it, but you can.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to go Ricky Gervais then. That's my answer.
Okay. this is a great ending because it's everything I dreamed of, because Ricky Gervais in the film in which he plays the main character is ranked 9th. Yeah, with a lot of great character actors in between. Also arguably one of the leads, Taya Leone, is she came number 4th. Number 3 is Kristen Wiig.
Oh.
Two is Billy Campbell. And number 1 is an actress who's been tearing it up lately and probably has like a line or two in the movie. Her name from Glow, it's Betty Gilpin.
Oh, I love so good. Her.
She's an incredible actress. Wow.
Yeah. But my worst nightmare has come true. Ben David Grabinski is our winner.
Here's the thing. I will gladly let someone else win because I know Doug never wants me back on here. I don't know what the rules are there.
No, you can come back next week. I don't mind.
All right. Well, you know, I from now on will no longer act like I'm the host of the show. I promise that.
He gets over stuff pretty fast, probably partially because of all the weed.
Yeah. I don't even remember exactly what happened at this point because I've just been doing bong rips for the last 20 minutes.
I love a bong rip right now. That's just me.
Yeah. I mean,
it's not just you, it's Doug too.
I don't know if it would have helped at all, but we got to get out of here. Would you have a final statement, Ben David?
I'd just like to apologize to the American public and everyone who listened to this for just being a jackass and not even like the stunt kind, just like a real one.
Come see me on tour.
And me too. I'm going to be at Zany's in Nashville next week.
All right, I'm going to go to both you guys' shows. I'm so
yeah, you have to go to all the shows of everybody that you've been on the show with. The next live audience taping of Doug Loves Movies is taking place on Saturday, July 31st at the American Comedy Company in Sweet Home San Diego at 4:20. Wink. For more info, go to douglovesmovies.com. Ka-kaw! Thank you, Ben David Grabinski, Amy Miller, Blair Saki. That was super fun.
Thank you, Doug.
Thank you. Love you all.
As always, we need new friends.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart.